And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Mark Price producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm thrilled to be going back out on the phone to Gary Moore, who is an author. He's an inspirational and motivational speaker. He's a successful entrepreneur, an accomplished musician, and as I said, award-winning and critically acclaimed author. And I consider him a friend after our last conversation. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Well, Cheryl, doing fantastic. Thanks for having me back on. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm glad you keep writing more books.
Well, I'm glad, too. I hope I don't run out of ideas.
I'm having a feeling that you're not going to do that. This time, to start off, we wanted to talk about a book you've written called Playing with the Enemy, A Baseball Prodigy, A World at War, and A Field of Broken Dreams that you've written. And in reading some of the notes about the book, I thought, boy, well, A, good timing with baseball season coming around the corner, even though we had ice in Michigan yesterday and this morning. I do hear baseball season is coming anyway, and so is spring. And the story took some interesting twists and turns, didn't it? And it did for you as well.
Well, it did. It's a story about my father, who was, by all accounts, a baseball prodigy. He was 15 years old, was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1941, before the war. But as the war broke out, he ended up on a United States Navy North Africa touring baseball team entertaining the troops. But as the war started winding down, they sent him back to the United States, and through a very strange twist of events, his baseball team ended up guarding the captured Germans from the captured U-boat, the U-505. The submarines actually held at the Museum of Science and Industry. And while holding them in Louisiana, he taught them to play baseball. And so it's about his life in baseball and communicating and working and teaching these Germans to play baseball.
Well, and it's so interesting how baseball kind of wove through all portions of his life at that point.
Yeah, he was. I mean, baseball was his dream. It was his passion. It was the only thing he wanted to do. He was injured while playing with the Germans, and in effect ended up ending his career. But later on, as he recovered, the Pittsburgh Pirates gave him a second shot, and so, you know, baseball was his life. His career ended somewhat tragically, but it helped build him into the man that he became. And it's really a story about overcoming obstacles, pursuing your dream, but also with the understanding that sometimes the things we hope for, the things that we wish for, don't always come to pass, and we have to be prepared with Plan B.
And Plan B for him, what was Plan B for your father?
Well, he didn't have a Plan B, and he ended up being a very, very successful entrepreneur and businessman. Was known across the country for some of the things he had done, and he attributed that to, of course, his success and his tragedy in baseball and helping him learn to overcome.
Well, and one of the other parts of the story that I found fascinating is that you didn't know about this baseball aspect of his life until shortly before his death.
No, I had no idea. 24 hours before he died. I mean, I had an inkling. I picked up things through the years. I mean, I found a letter when I was 13 years old. I found a letter in his sock drawer from the Pittsburgh Pirates with reporting instructions to camps. I asked him about it, and he just told me never to ask him about it again and put the letter away. People in his hometown of Cesar, Illinois would talk about how great he was at baseball, and I would ask him about it, and I'd say, well, these people say you were great. And he'd say, well, the town only has 700 people in it. How good do you think you have to be? So he would constantly just brush it off. And it wasn't until the night before he died, and it wasn't a deathbed confession because he didn't know he was dying. It was the night before he died, I really kind of forced him to tell the story of his life in baseball and war.
Well, were you stunned?
Oh, I mean, stunned is beyond. I mean, I had no idea. I was shocked. I couldn't believe the story that he told me. And I wish I had written it down at the time and asked more detailed descriptions of it, but I didn't know it would be the last time I'd be talking to him.
I'm curious, when you said when you found the letter, and I can only imagine as a young man finding a letter from the Pittsburgh Pirates and then asking him about it, why do you think the reaction from your father of never ask me about it again?
Well, my father was really and truly heartbroken by the loss of his career. You know, he was heralded at 15 years old nationally as one of the greatest up-and-coming catchers in the history of the game. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch did a big expose on it. It was called A Country Boy That Could Hit the Ball a Country Mile when he was signed by the Dodgers at 15 years old. And so he had no education. He had dropped out of the eighth grade to help on his father's pig farm. And he never had a plan. He just always assumed that his life would be baseball. And then when it tragically ended, and it ended because he was playing baseball with a group of Germans, which he wasn't supposed to be doing anyway. And so he blamed himself for the loss of his career. You know, he told me that if he had been doing his duty rather than trying to teach a bunch of Germans to play baseball, he'd have been fine. But, that's not the way his life worked out. And, because he was able to capture and harness that experience, he was able to turn it into a equally successful career in business.
So the memory of all of that was just too painful for him, and which is why he said, never ask me again.
Yeah, absolutely. He just buried it. In fact, when I was a little kid, I was a Chicago Cubs nut. I mean, I was just wanted to play baseball. It's all I wanted to do. It's all I would talk about. And he was a great father. He would support me and do anything with me that I wanted to do except play baseball. And when it come time to play baseball, he would always say to me, play music because you'll never be injured.
Oh.
And I didn't understand it at the time, but he said, you just fall in love with music because you can do it the rest of your life and you'll never be injured playing music. And, later on I figured out, well, he's talking about baseball because you can't do it the rest of your life and you run the risk of being injured.
And who did you interview? Did you go out and talk and interview people to get more information about this after the stunning news?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't able to put together enough information from a two-hour conversation with him. And again, I didn't write it down, Cheryl, so I wasn't expecting never to see him again. But I went to his hometown of Cesar, Illinois, a town of about 700 people, and I asked the mayor to assemble everybody who was 75 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll buy them all dinner. And so about 15 people showed up, and we just sat for 4 hours and laughed and talked, and they told me stories about his life in Cesar. I was able to interview some people he played baseball with in the Navy. I received some information from the Pirates, some information from the Dodgers, some information from the Navy. And through it all, was just able to put it all together.
That's amazing. This has been, you mentioned, of course, the Chicago area bestseller for, 10 weeks. It's a military and history book club selection as well. And I love this. It's going to be a major motion picture?
Yes, it is. Gerald Mullen, the Academy Award-winning producer, Schindler's List, has optioned it, and they're hoping to start filming here in about 120 days, so we're very, very excited.
You're in some pretty good company with that.
Oh, I couldn't be more pleased, and I would love to tell you who's in the movie other than Toby Moore, my son, who's an actor. He starred in Murder in Greenwich, Separate Piece. He's been in Law & Order, SVU, CSI Miami. He's actually playing my father.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to tell you who the other actors are because they're very, very big, but
can't yet.
Producers won't let me make that announcement yet.
Well, when you can, you're going to call me, right?
Absolutely.
Are you going to have a part in it somewhere? You have to be at least an extra.
It's kind of funny. I've got a cameo in it, and I actually get two lines. And my son, who's playing his grandfather, I actually end up playing my grandfather.
Oh, my gosh. Life is interesting.
Lines.
Life is interesting, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's really become a conversation between generations. I've written a story about my father, and my son's going to play him in a major motion picture. So it doesn't get any better than that for me.
Well, it's a great story, and it's a good read, and it's just interesting how people take events in their lives and turn them. He would not have been, of course, the successful businessman that he was had he done baseball, and who knows where the baseball career would have gone.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly right, Cheryl, because, just because you didn't get injured playing with the Germans doesn't mean you aren't injured the first day of spring training playing with the Dodgers. I mean, when you're playing professional sports, it's a very precarious occupation. There are more people whose careers are ended in injury than people who actually make it. So it's a lot of heartbreak.
Well,
if people want to learn more about it, it's available at bookstores everywhere, and the website is playingwiththeenemy.com, no spaces, and they can go there and follow up on movie news and anything they want to know about the book.
Well, very good. Can you hang with us for a little bit here, Gary, because there's been some development since we talked to you about another book that you wrote called Hey Buddy, and some kind of interesting turn of events I wanted to talk with you about for just a little bit more.
Love to.
Very
Love
good.
To.
We'll be back with Gary Moore after this.
Here's your updated Capital City forecast from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 14. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 32. Tomorrow night, just a few clouds, a low of 16. Looking ahead to the weekend, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s on both Saturday and Sunday. Again, tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 14. Now stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
For 6,000 years, gold and silver have held their value and never failed. Unlike paper currencies, which over history eventually fail. For instance,